This Friday and Saturday, Czechs have voted in historically the second early general election. 23 parties and groupings filled their candidates for the 200-seat lower house. With over 99% of the votes counted, seven of them are on their way to the Chamber of Deputies. I'm now joined in the studio by Daniela Lazarová, who has the latest figures. So, Daniela, what are the almost final results?
We have the final results, Jan, and I must say that the outcome of these elections has been a big surprise. It's completely changed the political landscape. The Social Democrats have won the elections as expected, but their position is far weaker than expected, and one can no longer speak of a left-wing victory or a swing to the left. In fact, it is not clear what kind of government the country is heading for at this point, or even if it will be possible to put together a viable government. So let me just summarise the outcome. The Social Democrats, as we heard in the news, have won over 22% of the vote. They were originally hoping for 30. The big surprise is the success of ANO, a protest party established by business tycoon Andrej Babiš. That is hard on the Social Democrats' heels with 18.6% of the vote. The problem there is that the party is fairly unreadable. Its leader has said that the party does not want to be in government. It wants to prevent the rule of left-wing parties. At the same time, it's not ready to support centre-right parties, Topo 9 and the Civic Democrats. So there is a big question mark there, which way it may swing in coalition talks. The communists, they alone have a stable voter platform. They got 16.9%, but also their hopes of having a greater influence on Czech politics have also been dashed by this outcome. Topo 9, 9.4%, a centre-right party with a poor showing that is paying the price of the scandal that brought down the former centre-right government. Another newcomer, Tomio Okamura's Dawn, got 7.5%. Again, a party that has said it will not enter into government, but wants to dictate conditions from the backbenches. The Christian Democrats, who have been marginalised in recent years in Czech politics, they got 6.8%. They alone are happy with the outcome. In fact, their leader is calling it a miracle. The centre-right Civic Democrats, who headed the former centre-right coalition, 6.7%. Very poor showing, obviously. A one-time big player on the right that's taken a beating at the hands of voters, and the party is now meeting to debate its future. So all in all, basically all the big established parties took a beating, and the real victory in these elections goes to the protest parties ANO and Dawn. They have ridden on a huge wave of public discontent and siphoned off votes from the established parties in a big way, significantly changing the political landscape.
Well, first on the line, after all, where the Social Democrats and traditionally the leader of the winning party is appointed prime minister and given an attempt to form the government, where does the situation leave the Social Democrats? They don't seem to be able to put together, as you said, a viable cabinet.
Their position has been greatly weakened by this outcome. Their hopes of establishing a minority government with backing from the communists have been dashed, and they're now quickly trying to find their bearings in this new situation. Obviously, they need allies, but the fragmentation of the political scene and the newfound power of these new protest parties will make it very difficult for them to put together either a stable minority government or a left-wing coalition that would not greatly interfere with their plans for the country, since they would certainly have to make some very serious concessions. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka is putting a brave face on the outcome of the elections, saying that he will try to put together a government by the end of the year. But it's evident that the balance of power has changed. His party is much weaker, and the process of forming a new government may be long and tricky. It's not clear who, if anyone, will succeed in forming a new government.